Doctors in towns right along Australia's east coast are now working with their communities, trying to help them heal as the long-term physical and psychological toll of this year's bushfires starts to emerge. Among those GPs is Michelle Hamrosi. She's a doctor in the Batemans Bay area on the New South Wales south coast. She almost lost her own home to the fires. Last year, the AMA declared climate change a global emergency, and Michelle Hamrosi says her community has been victims of climate change. She spoke to Matt Bevan from her surgery at Surf Beach near Batemans Bay.
We all prepared to evacuate, so I actually ran back home again, grabbed a baby carrier, backpacks, all the woolen clothing we could gather, a water bottle, snacks, and then ran back over. I was about to put my toddler into the baby carrier and make a run to the beach when the winds changed. And so we decided to wait for a few more moments and see what happened. And the fire just turned around in front of our eyes. And we felt relieved for a moment that we weren't at immediate danger. And so we packed up and went to Maria for the night.
What have you noticed about how you yourself have been feeling since that scary day? Because that you as a GP would be acutely aware of any changes to your well-being after that scary experience. What have you noticed?
Well, I've noticed that I've been on adrenaline high, I guess, and I've been operating on a sort of emergency mode within myself. So since coming down from that, I've had a lot of time to sort of emotionally break down. And every time I drive to work, to be honest, I cry because of that. It's, you know, it's in your face, the loss of our beautiful forests, the loss of our properties and businesses.
What about your patients? What sort of effect has this had on them?
Oh, it's been overwhelming for our community. Every time I have come to work, the day has been filled with really intense consults where people break down. They are suffering from acute stress reactions as a result of what they've been through. People who have underlying mental health problems, it's made it far worse for them and they're struggling to cope. And even ordinary people who don't have any underlying mental health problems are suffering. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And my concern is for the future mental health of all the people involved, particularly those at the face of it, you know, the fireys, the families who stay to defend. You know, they're at real risk of trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder. And the other thing I've definitely seen is people suffering from acute smoke exposure. Over the past few weeks, we've had really severe air pollution as a result of the bushfires burning around the area. And so people are breathing in really toxic stuff. You know, we've got fine particulate matter in that enters our bloodstream. It enters babies' bloodstreams. And the long-term effects of that, we're still not certain of, but we can be sure this is affecting our short-term health, but the long-term impacts, there's a lot of research in that area at the moment. So a lot of people with asthma and underlying chronic lung diseases have experienced severe exacerbations. I've even heard of the death of a young lady overnight from an asthma attack. And people who don't have any lung problems have been coming in suffering with chest pains, with breathing problems, sore throats, stinging eyes. These are all the effects of exposure to smoke.
Are you concerned about what might happen if this sort of thing happens more regularly?
Absolutely. This is a huge impact on our community from multiple levels, however you look at it, from a social, environmental, economic point of view. It's an enormous impact, and it's going to cost billions from all aspects, from healthcare, rebuilding people's lives and businesses, the environment. If this happens regularly, I mean, I don't know if we could bounce back from that, to be honest. And I really worry whether or not Australia is going to be a livable place in the future. I see people that have lost their homes today as victims of climate change, and these mega fires are fueled by climate change. We need to address climate change in this country. We need to talk about it today, not in a year, not in 5 years. We are running out of time. These things are only going to get worse, and we need to have a national approach to managing climate change in this country. So I really like to encourage everyone to come and visit our communities if you get the opportunity to. That's really one wonderful way you can support the communities to try and recover from this disaster. And it also will help you see, help you really see what's happened. It's so much more real than seeing it on television. When you drive down that King's Highway, when you drive down the Princess Highway, and you see kilometre after kilometre after kilometre of just charred, brown landscapes.
That's Michelle Hamrosi, GP in Surf Beach at Batemans Bay, speaking with Matt Bevan.